Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and if the award goes to Broadway Nation, then Breaking Broadway isn't the backdrop you wanted to see at curtain call. Be your true, fabulous invalid self for the time on my first time. You can't say that, but you can say break a bat. Let's take the e-ticket to Broadway and be in the room on stage left to get onto my cloud. Are you multi-hyphenated? Because token theater friends are like ensemblists. They're bleeding love and saying that the wrong cat died. I mean, we're out for blood with black hair in the big leagues. It's movie musical madness for Theater Uncorked for an Equity One. So watch the early night show on a Broadway and get built for the stage. Page to stage, that is, with audition secrets. Don't be so stuck when you swallow Broadway. Just take it 30 to curtain and call me Adam. Let's hang on this day in theater history with a variety of untold stories of Broadway, even if it's West of Broadway husbands telling us how to be more chill. Broadwasted. Joining us today are the usual Broadway besties, including Kevin, once more with dragons, Jaeger.
Okay, I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take them dragons.
Kimberly, our lady who lunches game master, an unofficial babysitter for the hour.
I love lunch.
And with us today is the host of the podcast, the theater podcast, and one of the people behind the Broadway Podcast Network. Let's give a big, broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Alan Seale.
Y'all ready for this?
You had so many podcasts to choose from in that opening. I was so impressed.
It's quite a list.
Honestly, the podcasts page on bpn.fm was a great tool.
It basically writes itself.
I really liked the West of Broadway husbands.
That was good.
That before and after, really, that got me pretty good. But then, of course, that was followed by the final sentence, Broadway stage. Broadway stage.
Well, you can't say that, but you can say the wrong cat died.
Well, welcome, Alan. It's a long time coming.
Thank you. Well, I've been a long time listener, first time caller. Yeah, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's a Zoom call.
Yeah, 100%. Well, thank you for joining us. Let's just right off the bat, What are we drinking?
I have been turned on to this fizzy drink that they sell at my corner bodega called Mash.
And I love that stuff.
I've never heard of it before, my little corner place. And tonight I have mixed Mash pineapple coconut with a little vodka in my drink.
Oh, nice.
So I've mixed myself a little.
Vodka Mash. The vodka Mash.
wait, Kevin, that's exactly what I thought.
A bodega smash.
Yeah. Oh, you two have been friends for too long.
Did I tell you I had a dream the other night that of Kevin and I were just sitting and eating Chegg. Oh, I think we talked about this. We were just sitting and eating Chegg together, but they were in Wawa containers. And the whole dream was us being very confused why they were in Wawa containers. And we were sitting at the Showplace apartment, and it was just, but the point is, it was just us talking. Like, it wasn't like we weren't stressed, there wasn't anxiety. It was just like
normal, we're hanging out dreams.
Yeah. Oh, maybe because you miss your buddies.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Oh man. But that sounds great. Mash and vodka. What kind of vodka?
Smirnoff.
Oh, nice.
Classic.
My classic stuff. Mm-hmm. It was laying in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect. Cold.
Kevin, what are you drinking?
I'm just drinking a sensible glass of Pinot Grigio. I've been on this white kick, and so I'm going with it.
Sure. Oh, today's the perfect day for it, too. It's like 75 degrees. Oh,
what beautiful. Would a non-sensible glass be?
Yeah, good question. Really
absurdly large.
I would say like a glass.
Or too small.
I would say a glass of port right now would not be sensible.
Okay.
Very heavy and thick to be doing it like early evening hours.
Yeah, that's a dessert.
I was just picturing like a glass, the glass itself, like the personality of the glass was not sensible. Like, I'm gonna go out in the cold without a coat on.
Yeah, like a wine glass shaped like a flower. What do they call those things? What do you like water flowers with? A flowering can?
Watering can?
A watering can.
Oh my gosh.
You know what they do? It's a flowering can. It works. It's fine.
Oh, that's so good. Kimberly, what are you drinking? Goodness.
I'm still working my way through my 11 o'clock number with Patty and Colin.
Oh, yeah. 11 o'clock number. So the 11 o'clock number wine from, was it Kevin? Knocking Point?
Knocking Point is the wine place you can get it from.
Yeah, Knocking Point Wines has a lot of wines to choose from, and essentially they all support really great causes, and the one that Kimberly drinking is 11 o'clock number. We ordered those for ourselves, and it's Colin and Patty's wine, and it sponsors some really awesome causes, so we're drinking that up.
Yeah.
Yep. And delicious. It's linked in the description if you wanted to support a good cause. A good cause. Yeah, Santa.
Like Santa. You know,
a force majeure. Whatever kind of clause you want.
I still am not over the fact that this year at Christmas time, I found out that the Santa Claus, the movie, has an E on the end because it's a clause, like a lawyer thing.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's the Santa Claus, not like the clause, but the clause. And then he shows you in the business card.
Today years old when I realized.
Yeah. Kimberly and Brian taught me this when we did like a movie trivia thing.
It's Santa Claus. Bernard explains it perfectly in the film.
I don't think I've seen that in the last, you know, 20 years.
It's a perfect film.
Do you know what's funny that I just realized?
No.
I feel like Brian and Alan are like natural progressions of Bernard the elf growing up.
It's to do with the hair currently, I think.
It's true. Me having gotten a haircut definitely adds that evolution.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sure. It's 100%. The evolution happens, and it's also like, this is like when he was young and moved to Philly, and like this is when he was like a little bit older and had like kids. Like, it all.
He's thousands of years old.
Right.
He's an elf.
And then I am drinking. So I did go back to a glass. Oh, I did.
Okay.
I have it's tequila. Because
Alan Bryan has been taking seltzer cans and taking a gulp of it and then pouring liquor into the can and shaking it up and making a can, like a hard seltzer.
A cantail, if you will.
All right. Yeah. All right. Acceptable.
But today I went with vodka. I poured in some tequila. I poured in some black cherry seltzer and one rock. Cheers.
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 Thank you for joining us.
Please.
Thank you. Oh, my camera's here.
Is that the giant ice cube thing or just your standard ice cube that you put in?
So it was a giant ice cube at one point, but I have brain molds. So I have like giant brain ice cubes because I'm cool. And I also have the Death Star ice cube one that you put in.
Because why wouldn't you?
Does the brain have to do with Death Star? Like, is it like a Star Wars brain?
No, it's just brains.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, nice service there, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Getting bored.
Tableside wine service.
Mysterious tableside off-screen wine. Torso.
Oh, you came in for your Switch, not for this.
Well, but I also saw that text.
For your video game.
Well, Alan, what's your favorite musical?
Oh, gosh. That is so hard because there are many reasons why I like different things.
Yeah.
You can break it down by genre or type. We're totally cool with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think the musical that was already open, well, okay, this asterisk, that I'm looking forward to coming back, Broadway coming back so I can see again is Six. Because,
okay.
And I put the asterisk because they didn't actually have opening night.
Right.
No. Fair. Right, right.
March 12th, their opening night was shut down.
Yeah.
So they never actually opened.
And so many of those girls were making their Broadway debut that like, breaks my heart.
I remember watching the Instagram takeover. Like a few of them were doing Instagram takeovers about getting ready for opening night, and then they just stopped.
I know.
Stories
five of the
so
six.
Sad. Five of the six.
Disney, five of the six were making debuts. Brittany Mac was, I mean, not Brittany Mac. Adriana was the only one who's had Broadway before. Been on Broadway, right? Or am I making that up? It's at least four of the six, if not five of the
four.
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a few of them were on your show, right?
Yes, I had four of them. I had four of the U.S. cast and four of the Australian cast. So I did eight
fun.
In a month.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
I think I think it was May 2020. It was my quarantine queen takeover. It was right after the quarantine hit.
Sure.
So yeah, they were great. And let's see. When I answer my own question, I end every episode with three questions that I ask everybody. One of which is, if you can only see one show for the rest of your life, what would you see? Sorry, how many times have I said this and I didn't get it right now?
I was gonna say.
If you could only see one show for the rest of your life, but you can see it as many times as you want, what would you see? There you go. I had to get the inflection in there.
Sure.
I answered Rent because that was the show that got me interested in musical theater. And historically, it's one of those milestone shows that changed the genre. And like Hamilton does now, Hamilton, again, being one of my favorite, simply because it's pushing so many boundaries and it's influenced so much. And it's touched a level of fandom that it's reached a new level of fandom that other shows haven't been able to penetrate. And so I'm always very much in awe and I much respect all of the shows that push boundaries like that and are, of course, uber successful. So I would have to say, yeah, Rent, Six, of course, Hamilton, but I feel cliche saying that. I just love the show. Is that it? Someone else talk while I'm thinking of some more.
Six and Hamilton are, I mean, that's a pretty solid choice. You're hitting like each of the.
Do you hate musicals that have more than a one word title?
That's the barometer.
Hamilton. That's three words, right?
Yeah, totally.
No, I guess I just can't remember longer titles.
I only have so much brain space. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm like, what is this musical? How to succeed in business without
nope.
Yeah. Hello D.
Can't recall.
You know what? I give up.
That Hello D show. That's all I want. Yeah.
Joseph and
Oh Hello.
Oh Hello. Which also was very good.
But I'm
a musical guy. Too much Tona.
Do you have a favorite movie musical?
Oh, Singing in the Rain, but the movie version.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yes. I grew up on VHS tapes of Singing in the Rain, Music Man, and West Side Story. So it's a very close tie between Singing in the Rain and West Side Story, but because the dancing is easier in Singing in the Rain, that's why I like it, because I could do more of that.
So Music Man
do
is
dance
like,
along.
Music Man is like the obvious kid. Third choice.
Well, that was just, those were the three that my parents had.
Sure.
And so that's what I grew up like, just wearing those VHS tapes out over and over again. And then my mother played the Phantom soundtrack and the Cat soundtrack on cassette tape. So I was used to listening. I've grown up on that music, but I didn't realize those were actual shows until later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was your first Broadway show that you saw?
I can't remember if it was seeing Chicago in... Hold on. I'm going to get this right.
Okay.
It was either, I think it was Chicago, but I can't remember. I saw something else in Chicago that wasn't Chicago, and I can't remember if that was my first story. So that's why I was thinking. I think it was Chicago in Toronto, or Phantom. Yeah, Phantom. It was either Phantom or Chicago, and it wasn't. It was one of those two. And one of them was Toronto, and one of them was in Chicago, and I don't know which was first. But those were the things that my mother, again, Phantom, the Phantom soundtrack. That's when I learned that it was a show, and we went to see Phantom.
You were like, oh, this music has people?
I was like, oh, how does that boat moves around the stage? That's kind of weird and cool.
Your mom was like the influence that kind of like brought theater into the house?
My parents both were of the artistic persuasion in so much as that my dad was in an a cappella group in college, but that was cool. Probably because he was nerdy and not because he was musically inclined. I inherited that from him, so the super nerd part. My mother was a ballet dancer at UCLA.
Oh.
So that's where her love of like just musicals and performing came from. And
oh my God, is he tall and has long limbs like you? Because that would be like perfect for a ballerina.
That's why she's not a ballerina, didn't do ballerina later in life. She actually, my dad is a neurologist. He was before he retired. So he was a doctor. When they got married, she actually, good for her, you know, gave up, well, not good that she gave up her career, but she followed him around to raise my brother and me while he was going through residency and med school and other adulty things. She never really established herself as a dancer after college because she wanted to be a mom. That was one of the things she was really looking forward to in life. At least as she says that's to me.
Yeah. As she better say to you.
Right. I really loved raising you and your brother. You guys,
this was my dream.
Yes. I didn't want to raise you.
I dreamt of you. did she like guide you into dancing classes as a young kid then?
No, nothing. She did.
Oh.
My parents didn't guide me towards Scheiser. I know. So my parents literally, like, I've always been this internal conflict because I have, we got a computer when I was about 8, you know, an IBM 386 with the turbo button on it, right? And the first thing I did was take it apart. And immediately at that point, I fell in love with computers. So I was always singing in choir and glee clubs, and I was always interested in that sort of thing while coming home and playing on my Nintendo, the original, you know, Nintendo Classic, and taking apart computer and being nerdy. So I was a computer nerd and a theater nerd. So I got picked on a lot. So, but it was competing.
Yeah, that's a combination.
Yeah, competing hemispheres in my brain, still nerdy nonetheless.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But nowhere else you can be nerdy.
Yeah.
Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's corner.
Welcome to Kevin's Corner, Alan, where I get to do whatever the heck I want to because it's the best place ever.
So cozy in here.
So a fun fact for all of you listening, we in the Broadway Podcast Network family like to call Alan either Podcast Daddy or Podcast Zaddy. It's just a thing. We call him Podcast Dad. It just happens when you go to the meetings. It's mostly me and Elliot Maddox from Equity One, but it happens, and we do it. The Broadway husbands call you dad, too, yeah.
The husbands, Kushner, it's all the guys,
and
now that
children.
I think about it. It's all the guys and my children, who are also guys, that call me daddy.
But I mean, it's also most of the homo guys that call you dad. But it is the Broadway Podcast Network, so Brian is few and far between. we have two of like the main straight people from the network are on our show right now.
Pretty much.
I mean, we got the Break a Bat and a couple people here and there, but like for the most part, so we call Alan Zaddy. That's basically the whole thing. We call him a dad.
Great.
Today we're going to go through, and I've pulled up the Motherly's 2019 list of most popular names by letter. And so I'm going to read each name to Alan, and he has to name a character in musical theater that has this same name.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
If he cannot come up with one, Kimberly and Brian have the chance to come up with one that has that name. And if Kimberly and Brian get more than 6 points, Alan loses and has to say what an amazing person I am for 10 seconds. And if Alan wins, Kimberly and Brian have to do the same thing for 10 seconds.
So, great. Kevin,
I mean, I could just end. I could just end the Zoom.
You're like, okay, here we go. One, two, boop. All right. So, Alan, let's see how well you do in this list of names, because you're a dad, so you should know everything about children because you have one.
Or I'm so two, nervous.
Or eight. Okay. So here we go. Number one, Alexander.
The Hamilton?
Correct. That works.
Okay. Okay.
The next
one,
letter B, Benjamin.
Franklin.
Yeah. No, that's wait. A good one from 1776.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, woohoo.
All right. C, Carter.
Isn't this like a pop star? Carter Mitchell?
Is there a Carter Mitchell in a musical?
No, probably not. Carter Smith.
I don't think so.
Their
right.
first name is Carter? Oh.
Their first, there may not be one. This is just a list of the top names.
Oh.
I don't know if there is a corresponding musical name, so it's just we're going with it.
Wait, so how can anyone get a point if there's no right answer?
Well, there are right answers, but like I just pulled a name of popular, I pulled a list of popular kids' names, and we're hoping that there's musical characters that correlate. There's a lot of musicals, so probably.
Like Kimberly's cheating. She's on her phone.
Yeah, Kimberly, you can't get a point if you're cheating.
I'm checking my work. I forgot that I was playing, and I was going to give Alan a hint.
All right, well, Al, we
I give up.
Carter.
I give up.
I'm going to ask Brian. Do you have an answer for Carter?
Coach Carter, the musical.
Yes, but that sadly doesn't exist yet. And if it does,
oh, I'm wrong. Anyway,
what were you thinking?
Bring it on. Her name is Campbell.
Yeah. Campbell. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we'll move on. So no one got a point there. So
great.
He is Daniel
Radcliffe.
Character.
Be a character.
Daniel the Great from, he was in the ensemble of Rent.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Daniel. I don't know if that's true, so I'm going to turn it over to Brian Kimberly. Oh, come on.
Oh, Dan is the dad's name in Next to Normal.
Dan is the dad's name in Next to Normal.
So see, this is hard for me because I'm horrible with names, period.
Oh, so then character names are really
character names.
I thought you both were going to go for Once on This Island. His name is Daniel.
Daniel.
Oh,
that's a good one, Daniel. Kevin.
That was the goat. Yeah. Right.
Okay, E is Elijah.
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 So we got E is Elijah.
Elijah. I'm not Eliza. Elijah. Is that a that's a religious name, which would lead me to like Jesus Christ Superstar? Or is there an Elijah in that?
You know what? I'm not sure, but I guarantee you that some ensemble member along the way, like a la the Newsies who gave
has themselves, given themselves.
Given themselves the name Elijah, so I'll give it to you. So
all right.
Sure. F, the most popular name is Finn.
Newsies. Finn? Finn. Isn't there a...
Oh, there's a Finch.
Fitch. That's what I'm thinking of. Shoot.
Finch. There's a...
Finch.
Finn. Huckleberry.
Yes, that's a great one. Big River.
You know what? Yep, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Totally. That was such a good pull.
That was a really good one. All right. The next one is Grayson.
Ooh. Is there a waspy musical about privileged white kids? Or
Legally Blonde?
It's when high schools start doing Dear Evan Hansen. That's one of the ensemble members. Grayson.
Grayson and Chandler and... I have who would Mean Girls?
No, there's no character named Grayson.
There can't be a Grayson.
No. We're going to say no. We'll let it go. So no.
Okay, okay.
We'll give Alan the point for that one. All right.
Isn't that 6 points? Don't I win?
Well, we're just going to see if they get more or less than 6 points.
Oh, way to change the rules. Okay.
Henry.
It's Kevin's corner.
He can do whatever he wants.
Henry.
Pretty much.
Henry. There's got to be. Who is the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime? What's that kid's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Was that a hint? No. No.
Right. I don't think his name
is Henry. This is my thinking sound. I already spoke about.
This is my thinking sound. I give up. Pass.
Kimberly.
There's a Henry in Next to Normal.
So is this your favorite
Henry.
Musical?
The boyfriend.
Also, isn't his name Henry Hill?
Henry Higgins.
Henry Higgins.
Harold Hill.
And Harold.
Harold. I was conflating the two.
Did I say Harold?
Harold.
Harold.
Isaac.
Powell. From West Side Story.
That's what I was thinking too. Danielle.
Yep. I'll give you that. That works. James.
James?
Hmm?
Yes.
Monroe Iglehart Aladdin? Hamilton?
Sure, we'll give you that one too.
Sweet!
Caden.
Oh, that belongs with Grayson.
Yep. Caden and Grayson are just the people whose parents pay for Broadway shows.
Audience members.
I'd like to apologize to all Graysons and Cadens who listen to Broadway Sid.
It's not bad. I mean, you just don't have musical names yet. Write a show about yourself.
That's right.
Liam
Neeson. Has he ever been in a musical?
Wasn't Liam Neeson in the Dangerous Liaison?
He was in the Crucible. I saw him in the Crucible.
I have a particular set of skills.
There's got to be a Liam maybe in like
once, the ferryman
or Sing Street, right? There's got to be a Liam in there somewhere.
Or like Brigadoon, there's a Liam.
Got to be.
I don't know.
Okay. Gosh. Let's see. Oliver.
Oliver. Is that name?
When was Oliver the most popular name? Last year, you said?
Oliver was the most popular O name in 2019.
Really?
Yeah.
Was this pulled from the UK?
Oliver's very popular.
Single Oliver.
Oh, I've met a few, but they're babies, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Kevin, does the Oliver have an exclamation point?
It does not.
What have you named your kid with an exclamation point?
I'll
name a kid Oklahoma.
Exclamation point. Yeah, hello Dolly.
And then I'm trying to see if I think William.
Howard Taft. William. The Fresh Prince, the musical. William Shakespeare, who wrote many musicals. Many plays.
And he was in Something Rotten.
Right.
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare.
When you get to these last letters, the names get very weird. Like, I mean, no offense if it's your name. I just mean for like, if it's like you're in a musical. Because like, Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, is not like a name that people have used in musicals.
No.
Xavier?
With a Z or an X?
An X.
The only Xavier I know of is from Drawn Together, that animated
for adults. I love that show.
Xavier.
I don't know.
Vincent?
Sounds like a dog.
Vincent is the dog on Lost, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, let me look that up quickly.
That was
quite
a pull, Brian.
Oh, and then I'll intersperse some of the girl names because I didn't realize I was only looking at the boy names. How rude.
You didn't?
So I'm going to intersperse some of the girl names. Brooklyn.
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 Boom. Brooklyn's here. And Brooklyn.
Emma.
Emma.
Emma. Oh, the prom.
Yeah, the prom is what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Olivia.
The pig.
Is there a 12th night musical?
Bolivia.
Illyria. I assume the characters' names are the same in Illyria, the not really ever produced 12th night adaptation. Yes.
And then the rest of the girl names get weird.
Like what?
Luna?
Luna's very popular right now.
Over the Moon.
Oh yeah, that works. Quinn?
Like the girl's name. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My cousin. Yeah.
My younger son would have been named Whoa, the alcohol's kicking in. I just totally lost my train of thought.
At least you remember his actual name.
Jackson would have been, my older son would have been Maddie, Matilda. We wanted little Maddie, cute. Little baby Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lincoln. Yeah, we almost named him Lincoln as a girl's name.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, if love he was that. A girl, he would have been Lincoln.
Victoria.
I like that. Clark.
Yes, good answer.
What's the queen of? Is the Queen of England in anything? Queen Victoria.
Shakespeare in Love, was that a musical?
That's Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's Elizabeth.
Oh, right. It's fine.
It's Elizabethan.
Willow.
Is there a Buffy musical?
The movie Willow.
Yeah, Willow Upgrade. Willow.
Oh yeah, or Kimberly, get the Once More with Feeling. Once More Buffy with Feeling. Episode.
Buffy.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely perfect. And then Zaminia.
There's a cream.
I'm sorry. What?
And Yaretzi.
It's green for that too.
Yaretzi?
Yaretzi.
I like how that's the most popular name, as if more than one child was named that.
Yeah, I've never heard of Yaretzi, but it's a beautiful name, I guess.
Yeah.
And last one, Alan.
Really?
Yes. I'm just throwing this out there to see if there's an Alan in a musical that we can think of.
Oh, I was going to be really impressed if it was a most popular name of 2019, but it's pretty old school.
Alan Cumming. Alan. Is there a character named Alan?
From that meme. Alan. Steve. Alan. The musical.
The musical. The TikTok musical.
The TikTok musical, the series, the musical.
I'll take it. And this has been Kevin's Corner.
Hooray!
Yay! And you know what? Brian and Kimberly lost. So they have 10 seconds to say how great I am. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Mute.
I was going to say, have you seen him play tennis? What a man.
Yeah. 5, 6. You guys are fantastic.
What a great friend.
You're great.
Got me very drunk the other day on margaritas.
All right, that's 10 seconds. And I just have to point out that Brian said, you're great in 10 seconds. And but in 10 seconds, Kimberly said, I can play tennis well, and then talked about getting her drunk.
That's a good thing.
Brian did dream about you.
I did dream about you.
You did. It's okay.
I miss you.
You're the man of his dreams.
I am.
Literally.
Yeah. The stage has been working for you, buddy.
Yeah, baby.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So let us discuss the new Broadway Podcast Network app.
Downloadable for iOS and Android as well?
Not yet.
Okay.
So the reasoning behind that, nerd alert, the majority of podcast listens come from iOS devices because Apple has the lion's share of podcast listens. So even though the world...
Money. You could just say money.
Or money. Yeah. Well, because smartly, the opposite of stupidly, they installed Apple Podcast or the podcast app iTunes at the time, as it was known, on their phones. So you could just grab a phone and you had an app to listen to a podcast. Whereas Android, still to this day, has not yet rolled out Android with a pre-installed podcast listening app.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why podcasts have that extra, Android users have that extra step of saying, not only what is a podcast, but then how do I find one? And then, oh, I have to install something.
Sure.
Weird.
So tell us about the Broadway Podcast Network's app.
So the app, it's actually really cool. We've been working on it for a while, and this speaks to why BPN was created.
For those of you watching this on Patreon.
Say, I have it.
You can preload Broadwasted up on there. Part of the reason BPN was created was that I was looking for content and I could not find more than one or two things. Actually, your show being one of them that I found when I was searching for Broadway content. Well, and all the rest I found were like old. They released a couple episodes and pod faded, as I like to use the word. They just petered out.
Great phrase. Yeah.
So they pod faded out. Nothing was active anymore. And you and one other one that I found were active. And I was like, there's got to be more than this. And I couldn't
find
anything.
Then there's yours.
I literally couldn't find anything, so I started my own. And then in all of that was like, hey, we need to do something about this lack of ability to discover and find the content that people want to know about. Because when you go, like, on other apps, it's gotten a lot better now. But, you know, two years ago when we started, I couldn't find anything. And then the recommendations didn't quite make sense. And the stuff they were recommending to me wasn't active anymore. It wasn't with current people or about current shows. Mm-hmm. So... anyway, long story long, we started BPN, and the app then adds to that. It rolls in our live events, so it interfaces with YouTube. So it'll notify you when we're going live and when things are happening along those lines. There's little Easter eggs in there, so actually, if you tap around the app, there's a way to enter a contest.
Easter eggs! And it's coming up, so it's like perfect timing!
Oh my God, Kevin.
That's a great yes and example of improv. Yes and. All right. You love Easter eggs. And so it's all your favorite Broadway content in one place on your phone, portable in your pocket and easily discovered.
Is there also a portobello mushroom?
There's a portobello mushroom in there somewhere. Portobello.
Mushroom. And then you can also like use it as your podcast app because you can add non-BPN podcasts.
Exactly.
In there, right?
Exactly. The whole point is to replace whatever you're using now. And literally, like we just rolled it out last week as we're recording this. And we want feedback. We're working out the kinks. Like most of the kinks are done, but like we want it to
replace. Some of the kinks will stay.
Hey. Well, the Kevin kinks are gonna be there. And yeah, we want to replace your podcast app because you can search the public podcast directory like any other app and add non-BPN podcasts. And you have everything all there at once and you can discover more of the content you love to hear.
That's
awesome. BPN.fm/app is the short link to get it.
Cool.
BPN.fm/app.
Yep.
Or you can listen to us.
And search for Broad Wasted.
Yeah. No,
and the theater podcast.
And the theater podcast. Yeah.
And if you type bpn.fm/apps with an S, we'll send you some chicken tenders and
and they're half off after 10. And they're half off after 10 p.m.
Late night happy hour.
Which half?
Broadway's
man. When I had a car in high school and like the only thing open was like Applebee's and they had $10, they had half off apps. Like that's where all the cool kids were. And, like Borders Books was open till 11.
When I lived in central New Jersey and I was the scheduling manager at a TGI Fridays, It was always super fun when those kids rolled in at 10 p.m. for their half-price and their waters. It was
and their fun. Waters.
Yeah, water, and they would share a mozzarella stick because it was only $7 with two people. It was great.
Kevin, can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
Me and my friends once did that our senior year, but we sat at the bar.
Uh-huh.
Because one day those were the only, we were like, we'll sit at the bar and like order some apps. Yeah. Like, what do you want to drink? And we were like, just a Diet Coke.
Yep.
But I felt so important.
You felt
so important.
Right. Do you remember being that age? Like 17, 18, 19. And you thought you were invincible. You could do anything. You were going to grow up and be an overnight millionaire. The problems of the world weren't going to happen to you. Yep. Everything was going to be totally fine.
Because you were sitting at the bar for lunch.
I will say, the thing that I remember the most from those times is the music. Like, I can hear a song and it will transport me more than
Tell me what you thought about when you were young and so alone.
Darius
the worst is over.
Hootie and the Blowfish. For the win.
No, but it's also just like the ridiculousness of things we could get away with at that age. Like, I was actually recently talking about this with my brother, and we were talking about how, like all of you listening should be good and follow the laws and be good people. But when I was in high school, I might have gone out and partied with some friends the night before I took the SATs.
What?
And I was out, like, imbibing broad-waisted style until, 3 a.m., and then, like, got up at 7:15 and took the SATs. And, like, if I tried that now, like, I literally wouldn't wake up until 11:30 in the afternoon, and then I wouldn't be able to function until 4. Like,
let alone get a grade that got you into a good college.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm like, I woke up and did really well on the SATs, but that was because I was, like, 17 and an idiot. But not an idiot. But, like,
they don't even have SATs anymore, right? They have, like,
what do they call it? Do they still call it the SATs?
The ACTs?
Well, no, the ACTs the SATs are two different tests, but the ACTs kind of redid their format, the SATs.
Oh, so does everyone take ACTs now?
Well, no, SATs happen.
I took both.
SATs.
You did?
A writing jersey?
I mean, I didn't have to take either one, but I did
SAT twos. There's the SAT standard, the SAT twos, and you had a math and an English SAT two.
Right.
Oh.
Very confusing.
The nerd that I am.
Neither of you have the essay?
No, I did not.
I think I was the first year with an essay.
Because my sister,
I got like a 2800 or something, which means.
Oh yeah, my sister did the essay one. I still had the.
Oh yeah, her and I are the same age.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
When I took the SAT, it was still a perfect score was 1600.
Yeah,
me too.
So like, if you tell people nowadays what you got in the SAT, then like
they're like, are you dumb.
Oh, no, the essay is gone. Because I said something like that, and then they were like, no, it's back to 1600, and then you're like, your essay is a separate score.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because colleges were like, we don't care.
I think they're trying to do away with that. I think a lot of people are actually taking the ACT over that because it's a little bit, the score is more of like, I think it's like at a 30, something weird like that. But it's like more like digestible, I guess. I also could be making all of this up.
Guys, we just spent like 4 minutes talking about standardized testing.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I know musical.
but we just talked about standardized testing for way too long.
Wait,
we
do
have a tangent.
The 11 o'clock essay? Number of 7 o'clock musical of standardized testing.
The
11 musical.
O'clock number.
Yeah. One, so 100001 is my favorite.
An SAT musical where Act 1 is math and Act 2 is English.
At an intermission, you write an essay.
At intermission, there's like an essay thing or
optional,
something like that.
Optional essay.
Like you get quizzed the entire time. Like what was that game show where you had the poll the audience? That wasn't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. What is that? What was that?
Remember? You could poll the one of the things was poll the audience.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, short-lived show.
Oh, my God. What if you just watch one person take the SATs, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Like, that sounds
terrible. Ask every question in real time.
The one-man show.
Only if Ars Nova did it. If Ars Nova did it, I would see it.
But it's got to be
It's a different celebrity every night.
It's in a tent. Yeah. On that,
oh, well, that's game. What's happening when Broadway yeah. comes back. Yeah. SAT prep. Game? Absolutely.
Sure.
I figured we could just do a quick round of Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
Cool.
A classic game for a new friend of the show. Dirty Hands on a Hard Body, Alan.
Kevin, tell me if I can do this right. A zaddy of the show?
A zaddy of the show, yes.
Great. Speaking of hard bodies, like, Dirty Hands.
Like, because, like, he's a daddy because, like, he has kids, but also, like, he's an older male authority figure. And then you add the Z because it's like, So it's like,
I don't get
it's
it.
It's like taking a daddy and giving it some zazz. That's all it is.
Okay, that was a good description.
Zazzy. Okay. Go ahead.
Alan the Zazzy. Dirty Hands on a Hard Body. You have two hands there in front of you. If we were all in person, we could see each other, put them on the table to be our hard body. This is a category game, so we will go around with a category, rapid fire. As soon as someone either repeats, doubles up, is the same as repeat, so that would count, or can't think of something in that category, one hand goes up, that is your dirty hand. If you get two dirty hands, you are out of the game, and we play until we have one lone victor. We are on Zoom, so we're all in different places on each other's screens. How I see everybody is I see Brian top left, then me, then Kevin below me, and then Alan.
You and I are switched.
Wrong, we'll go with that.
That's that wrong. That works? Okay. So that's the order because I play the game. So it was Brian, me, Kevin, Alan, Brian.
Okay.
Perfect. Remember when we were in person and we would do a beat?
I go after you.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to pull up. I have some quick categories. If you get out, you get to pick a category for the next round. But I have a few at the ready should anyone need.
Perfect.
Okay, let's start with an easy fun time of Golden Age musicals.
Okay. Just pre-1965.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Carousel.
On the Town.
South Pacific.
Did you say Carousel?
I did.
This is my category, and all I can think of is Pacific Overtures. And what I mean is Pipe Dream. Those aren't the same. They start with P.
Wonderful Town.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a new musical about old time?
No, it's old.
Okay, it's old.
1776?
1776 is from
1969. Oh.
Okay. That's so close. 70s, wow.
We'll give it to him.
Whose game is this?
Oh, sorry.
But okay, yeah. All right, Brian.
The cushions here look like Kevin's corner. I get confused.
Music Man.
That's what I was about to say. My Fair Lady.
Camelot.
Miss Saigon?
No.
No?
No.
It's the 80s.
I'm thinking of things written about. Okay, hand up.
All right, but you get to pick a category now.
Oh, great. Oh, I could have sabotaged that. All right, that was kamikaze style. okay. So, People who have won Tonys in the last 5 years.
Well, that's a good one.
Well, nobody won a Tony for the last 5 years.
Boo!
Thank you.
That was way funnier than that was allowed to be.
All right, Brian. Your turn.
All right.
Oh, no, Alan, start us off with the category.
In the last five... Oh yeah, in the last 5 years, crap! I can't think of anything right now. My mind is blanking, and I am thinking. I'm thinking of all these classic people who have won Tony Awards.
How about a musical?
How about a musical? Hadestown.
Phew. Great. Brian.
Andre de Shields.
There you go.
Wonderful. Anais Mitchell.
Oh, such a good one. Bette Midler.
Bryan Cranston.
Oh, my, Tony Shalhoub.
Ben Platt?
Yeah. It was the same year as, what's her name? Hello, Dolly.
Oh, yeah. We've forgotten what the Tony Awards are.
Yeah, I like
for too long.
Fun Home.
Yeah. Within 5 years?
Was that 2015? No.
Can we say within the last five Tonys?
Sure, sure, sure.
Then that gets us 2015.
Okay, okay.
There wasn't one this year.
Right.
Yeah, a reasonable amount of time.
Too soon. Too soon. Is it my turn or Kevin's turn still? He looks really like he's thinking.
Your turn.
My turn. Oh, Lin-Manuel.
Miranda.
Leslie Odom Jr.
Great. Cynthia Erivo.
The Band's Visit.
Biggs.
Lacamoire.
Of the Alex variety.
Of the Alex variety, yes.
Rachel Chavkin.
Michael Mayer.
Trujillo. What?
Sergio.
Yep.
I might be wrong.
I love his name. Michael Mayer. I think you are. Unless
I don't
I'm
know.
Horrible.
I think I'm wrong.
Okay, put a hand up.
I'll put a hand up because I think I made
that
up.
I pick a category.
Category is musicals where they go to a big party.
Okay.
And I'll start with Dogfight.
Great, you start.
Prom.
Oh, yeah, Dogfight.
Prom.
The Wild Part.
The title.
Mm. Yes. Which one, Brian?
Lipa.
You Andrew froze variety. While you were saying that for me, so then I thought you were saying The Wildness, and I got mad. Wildness.
Wildness is a good one. Merrily We Roll Along.
Depending on how you categorize war, Les Mis?
Well, they drink in the tavern. They drink in the tavern.
Well, they go to the wedding party. Yeah, you're totally right.
Oh,
yeah,
right, okay, yeah. Okay. There we go.
Oh, my turn. Mean Girls.
That's what I was going to say. The King and I.
Mm.
Yes, that is a good one.
I think of ball gowns.
Cinderella.
Brink. Be More Chill.
My Fair Lady.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oklahoma.
The Farmer and the Cowman Should Be Friends.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. South Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do the show.
Rent? Does someone already say that?
Nope.
Nope.
Rent.
Yeah, you got a party rent. SpongeBob SquarePants musical.
Ooh. The Party Show.
Yes, the party show.
The
party. Course.
The party.
Why, yes,
show.
Of course.
Yeah, this is the party. I guess that's. Am I out? Is that two hands?
You are out, but you get to pick a category
okay,
for the
okay,
three
okay.
of us.
Oh, here. Oh, I only am thinking of this because I looked right at my vodka bottle, but shows where part of the story deals with substance abuse. You know, an upper, a lift, a picker-upper.
Obviously,
well, upper,
yeah.
Or, upper or a downer, really, either one.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, Brian.
Brian, wait, shows or musicals or anything?
Shows, plays or okay. Musicals. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rapid fire, baby. Let's do this.
Yeah, sure. Jagged Little Pill.
Next to Normal.
Of course.
Bitch. sorry. Chicago.
Jazz and liquor, sure.
Assassins?
When does that deal with it?
I mean, Chicago doesn't deal with it. They're all just drunk.
They deal
Are
with
they drunk in Assassins?
One of them drinks from a whiskey
they
bottle.
They deal with how they production. Don't
That's
deal with
not it. Abuse.
Sure it is. They tried to assassinate a president.
I agree with Brian. Chicago just shows that people abuse stuff without dealing with it. So I'll take the hit. So I'm out. So this will be the final category for Brian and Kimberly.
Okay.
Make it
lightning round.
Hardcore. And the category is
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
What is more? It? Tell me more. What?
Could be anything.
The category is
thinking. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Swishing of wine.
Could be anything.
Characters on Broadway that Angela Lansbury should have played.
Dee Dee Allen.
100%. And I will be
not the
judge. I will be the judge of if you're right or not. Since neither of you have hands, we're just going to go fast, and it'll just be whoever gets the two mistakes first is out.
Okay. Brian goes first?
Yes.
Okay.
Elphaba.
Madame Morrible.
I agree.
Heidi Hansen.
Oh, she would have been amazing.
The adult women in
Can you imagine what she flipped up to her head voice for? It all seemed so small. Kimberly, go ahead.
The adult women in Mean Girls.
Yes, Angela Lansbury would have been a fantastic teacher.
She's a cool mom.
She's a cool mom. And doing the puppet with the dog chewing on her boob, I would have loved every second of it. She's a saucy minx. She would have liked that.
Yeah.
Or she's still alive. She still would like that.
Yeah.
Donna Sheridan.
Yes, she would have been incredible as Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Kate Monster.
Only because she could play Lucy the Slut, which is more her like.
This is me just trying to make Kevin laugh.
Right.
Dolly Levi.
That is a given and an obvious. Kimberly.
Harold Hill.
That's pretty great.
You know what? That she would be incredible, and I would buy whatever she was selling. So I'll give it to you.
The gender swapped music
woman. Bound to happen.
Tevye.
That is ridiculous and insane. And if they didn't let Rosie O'Donnell do it, no one's letting Angela. So that is your first hand up, Ryan.
Okay, sure, sure.
Kimberly.
Are we still going? Okay. Who else? Mrs. Potts.
Oh my god. That would have sold so well. That would have been perfect. She returns to her cup roots, or she's returning to the cupboard. That would have been what it said everywhere. Returning to the cupboard, Angela Lansbury. I'm
yes,
obsessed.
So
okay,
good.
Brian, go ahead.
Nancy and Oliver.
Yes, that was her in her former life. They based it off of her young years, so like that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kimberly.
Madame Thénardier.
Oh, that would be a beautiful choice. I love that. I really enjoy what she would do with that. Brian.
Sweeney.
I'm sorry, but she left her double mark on Mrs. Lovett so that I don't think that she could do what she did with that show with Sweeney. So that's your second hand. So unfortunately, Alan wins today. Yay!
There was
again, whose game is this?
I cast the Kevin's Corner ruins on this episode so I can control everything that happens here.
We can't control our own magic now. Thank you.
It was Kevin all along.
Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for joining us.
If you guys want to hear more of the awesome stuff that Alan is doing on his podcast, you can find him on bpn.fm/thetheaterpodcast. And is it R-E or E-R?
The nerd in me just kind of rolled over a little bit. It is a forward slash, Kevin. Mm. Backslashes are for file paths. Forward slashes are for web addresses. Oh. Let this be a lesson to you.
I always just said backslash because it sounds cooler. Like you're like slashing back.
Backwards.
It's like a Walmart.
Yes, like we're slashing prices.
So, yes. So the reason I have my podcast name is because the domain was available, both T-E-R and T-R-E. So thetheaterpodcast.com and thetheatrapodcast.com all go to the same place.
Oh, awesome.
Clever.
The short link on BPN is bpn.fm/TTP.
Oh, you got it.
Easy.
TTP, that's even better.
I mean, I can make yours /B if you wanted to. bpn.fm/B, yo.
/drunk.
You want it? I'll make it right now. /drunk.
That's where you need to be.
So you can find us there at bpn.fm/broadwasted. You can, of course, find us on social media.
See what happens.
Nothing will happen.
You can find us on social media and you can on Twitter and Instagram and join our Facebook page as well. You can find us on Patreon. You can do all kinds of stuff there. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, where we get your Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
Five stars, and thank you.
And then, of course, you know, let's talk turkey. Sign here and we'll book you on our lecturing tours. Yes, darling, we're sending photographs Thursday. So we'll get the plant ready and we'll wear a clean shirt. Just sign this release. Need a pen?
Oh, that's from Little Shop of Horrors.
It is. The meek shall inherit. That is how we're ending our show today. But Alan, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone download the BPN app. You can find it at bpn.fm/app, or you can just search for it in the iOS store and all that fun stuff. But thank you so much. We raise a glass, and as we end every episode, Zudua. Cheers.
Thank you.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.